And welcome in to You're the Cure right here on AM 580, Dr. Ben Edwards, MD, of course, brought to you by Veritas Medical. Check out the website, veritasmedical.com, where you can reach out to us there on the website. Also, you can check out archived programs there at veritasmedical.com. And Dr. Edwards on his way in, but we'll get things rolling right here. We have a special guest via telephone, Patrick Durkin, on the show with us. Chad Wall is also here with us, Melody Wilkes, health coach. And, of course, Dr. Edwards will also be reaching us pretty soon. So probably need to put a headset on, everybody, so we can hear the caller. Take that one. Do you have your headset on?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Everybody's all lined up, ready to go. Okay, let's go out to the phones and say good morning to Patrick Durkin. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's such a pleasure to be with you today. Thanks for inviting me.
Good morning, Patrick. Dr. Edwards is just
hello,
now
everybody.
Walking in.
I'm sorry
for that moment of silence.
Sometimes these six kids will get you a little behind schedule.
I understand.
But I'm here.
Can't imagine.
I'm here. I probably can't blame today totally on the six kids, but all right. Well, we are real excited to have Patrick on the line today. I'm sorry, guys. Here we go. Patrick Durkin. We are talking structured water with Patrick Durkin today. And before Patrick comes on, I just want to remind everybody on structured water. If you didn't listen last week or last year when we interviewed Gerald Pollack, I'd encourage you to go back, find the Gerald Pollack interview on our archives. And then last week's show was great with Gina Bria. She's the author of Quench, which is a book talking about hydration and about water, but specifically we want to dive more into structured water. And what this is a fourth phase of water. Everybody knows about liquid, solid, and vapor. But there's this fourth phase called exclusion zone water, easy water, structured water. There's various names for it. We've kind of landed on structured water. And as we talked about last week, this is kind of it's the water found in nature, really. Water that's in motion coming out of a spring or rainwater. Water that's found inside of plants, you know, tomatoes and cucumbers and celery, that's structured water. And what it is the water molecules line up very orderly and actually change their molecular structure into H3O2 instead of H2O. And so this type of water has different properties to it. One of the properties is it has a negative charge, and that negative charge allows it to do some pretty cool stuff inside our body, including repel other particles that are in the water. And that's what Dr. Pollack talked about. And Dr. Thomas Cowan, who we'll be interviewing in the coming weeks too, he talks about in his book, Human Heart, Cosmic Heart, about having the special water inside of our arteries that so the water along the wall of your, say, your coronary artery has this negative charge. So it repels anything in the blood, from bacteria to heavy metals to other toxins. It keeps these other particulate matter, other particles off the wall of your coronary, which is good. You don't want the wall of the coronary to be exposed to some of these things that can drive inflammation. So structured water is very exciting, it's a fascinating new part of the science that's being discovered. So, of course, everybody always wants to know, well, how do you get this structured water? And we've talked about that. Dr. Pollack talked about structured water comes when the sunlight hits your skin. It structures water. Infrared rays from like an infrared sauna will structure the water inside of you just by being exposed to these things. But if you could consume structured water, if you could drink it. So, of course, eating your water, like we talked about last week, you'll get it when you eat your hydrating vegetables. When you put chia seed into water, like I did this morning for the kids and made chia seed pudding with a little bit of vanilla and a touch of maple syrup. It was great. Some
yum.
Full-fat whipped cream on top of that.
Oh, my gosh.
But the chia seed will actually start to structure the water. Gina last week talked about sea salt. Putting that into the water will start to structure your waters. And it's a process. It's a spectrum of structuring. It can go from, you put a little salt in the water and it'll start to structure it, but all the way to fully structured with that chia seed, it's almost like jello. So it's kind of this gelatin-like form of water in its most structured state. So anyways, that's just a little recap, but I encourage you all to go back and listen to last week's show and listen to Gerald Pollack's show, and then you'll probably ask the question, okay, well, how else can I get it in? And that's what we're going to talk about today with our guest, Patrick Durkin. He's not a doctor. He was actually a financial guy, financial planner. And really, Patrick, I'll let you tell your story, how you moved from where you were in your previous life, what you were doing, and into what you're doing now. Why'd you do that? And just tell us a little more about your testimony, your personal story. But first, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot. I'm so happy to be with you. I love having opportunities like this because it causes me to remember all of the practices that invigorate me the most. So here it is, October in New England, and it's getting a little chilly. Almost everybody down at the beach this morning was wearing their sweatshirts and their long pants, and I went body surfing out there in my bathing suit for maybe 45 minutes. And I feel so grounded and centered and powerful from having done that and gotten up and drank cucumber juice and structured some water, and I'm just on fire and ready to talk with you guys. So
awesome.
So thanks for having me here today.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's been a really interesting journey. I was a very successful financial advisor. I had my own firm, and I thought I was set for life. Like, I was buying big houses and Porsches and things like that, and thought that was what mattered. And then my health started to fall apart, and I had this passion bubbling in me to get rid of plastic water bottles. So I started participating in town politics, and I became the head of the recycling committee in my town. And I was on a mission to find out what would I have to learn, what would I have to know that I could communicate to others that would have them take that plastic water bottle that was in their hand and just stop using it. That's what got me going.
Wow.
And I think a lot of people can relate to that. Like, it's a pretty universal thing that we know plastic bottles go into our oceans, they aggregate, they poison our fish, they're all through our ecosystem. In fact, now there's plastics in water all over the planet. Yeah. Microplastics are being measured. So it's a pretty serious issue. But the question was, what did I have to learn that would become such a compelling story? So I experimented with alkaline water for 2 years. I experimented with selling vending machines that had filters inside of them. I tried water coolers and, you know, just every different kind of thing. And none of them moved the needle enough. Like, a few customers would buy them. They would be somewhat satisfied, and it would be an okay experience, but nobody was jumping up and down. And then I found structured water, and I was like, wait a minute, this is completely different story. Like, you know, fortunately we've had the scientific evidence to come out from Dr. Pollack's lab showing us the presence of structured water and explaining that it acts like a battery, that we can add energy in order to water, and then when we release that in our bodies and in our plants and in every aspect where we use water in our lives, that we can have completely different outcomes. So that's what I ended up finding, and, you know, the journey that I've had while experimenting with this is so beyond anything I could have imagined. Like, I never would have dreamed my life could change this much just by focusing on water for 7 years, but it has, and here I stand with the privilege of talking to you about it.
Well, that's amazing. From successful financial guy to start jumping into different kind of waters, all with the goal of getting rid of plastic water bottles. How did you get introduced to structured water?
You know, a friend told me about it at a conference. We're just sitting there, and I told him about my passion. He said, well, do you know about structured water? And I went home from the conference, and I read about it, and the first thing I did was push it away for 6 months. And the reason I pushed it away is that the idea that you can buy a device that transforms water and you can use the same device permanently. The structured water devices are generally designed not to break down. And so one that I represent has a 10-year warranty, one has a 5-year warranty, and the other is a bottle that it doesn't, because it's glass, it doesn't have the same kind of warranty. But if you look at all three of them, they're designed to last permanently. So as long as we don't treat them poorly, they don't wear out, they don't have replacement parts, and they don't have maintenance, which, if you're going into business, is really bad because your customers won't come back except to buy. Maybe they bought a portable one and they'll get one for their whole house, or maybe they'll refer a friend. So I had to surrender to not being in this second career for money, but just trust following my passion. And I went through about 3 years without making any money because I reinvested everything back into the business, and it was uncomfortable. But I didn't have any choice, because if I turned away from it, my life got really hard, and if I turned toward it, my life got easier.
Yep. Well, in my world, we call that doing what God created you to do.
I think so. There's feels that way.
Certain destinies we all have, and when we turn to them, I think it gets more peaceful and more easy, and we just can't deny that thing that's in us that we were made to do. So that's exciting. So as you started getting more into this structured stuff, started selling some of these units and for whole house, and I think we need to just describe that a little bit, because I have been getting questions already just from last week's show is, well, what are these devices? How do they work? Is it like a water filter? You know, what exactly is it? So kind of describe for people these different units, and really all of them, I guess, supportable, but the household, and just for someone who's totally clueless on what this, because it is a lot different than what we'd normally think of, like an RO unit or a filter or something like that. Can you sort of just go into the product themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. This is my favorite part of following behind Dr. Pollack and Gina Bria, because both of them tell the world about structured water and people want it. And then people say, well, how do I get it?
Right.
And that's my niche area of expertise. I've had the privilege of talking to thousands of people one-on-one from around the world to hear how structured water devices interact with their lives and what happens. So let me take you on the journey that I went on, because I think it'll help to explain what's available. So that first device that I learned about that I pushed away for 6 months, that came from a company called Natural Action Technologies. And these devices come in a half a dozen different types. There's a handheld portable device. There's one that can be installed on a sink or a shower or a garden. And then one can go on your whole house pipe. They look like a 7 to 18-inch piece of PVC, to give a simple description. They're actually a food-grade plastic that's made in mold, so they're finer than that, but I want to give people an image that they can kind of consider if this is their first exposure to it.
Yep.
And on the one hand, they look really simple. And then on another, what's inside took me about a year to be able to understand and talk about. Essentially, what these devices are doing is they're taking vortex spin and sacred geometry, and they're letting the water pass through the device and spin in both directions simultaneously. And when that water spins in that way, exposed to those sacred shapes, it revitalizes itself. It's that simple. And what's happening inside the water molecule is that the hydrogen bond angles are changing. So the communication between the hydrogen and oxygen is changing. And of course, that's what you would go into more with Dr. Pollack and Gina. But just sticking with describing the devices, so the Natural Action devices are really long-lasting. They're really durable. They fit easily in our lives. They don't break down. And what happened for me was, I was selling alkaline water machines at the time that I first started selling structured water. And I had about 11 people in my life who, when I bought my first device, were willing to buy their own device without my giving any explanation. Like, I just called them up and said, hey, I don't really understand this new technology. It looks really cool. I'd like you to buy one at the same time I'm buying one. I'll give you a money-back guarantee. And if you don't like it, you let me know. And if you do, I'd like to hear your testimonial or your life experience. And one of these people was putting on a workshop, and she invited me to her workshop, and I went, and there were 11 participants in the workshop, and I was just there to participate. I wasn't there selling devices. And over lunch, one of the days of the workshop, she introduced this simple handheld portable device that looks about like the size of a beer bottle, let's say. And she introduced it over lunch, and 6 of the 11 people that were there bought them from me. And in the previous year, I had only sold about a dozen alkaline water machines. So to sell 6 in a day when I was just being a participant in a workshop, that was the universe's way of catching my attention. And then those original 11 people and the 6, they started giving me their stories. And they started telling me how simply holding a portable device under a faucet, passing the water through into your glass if you're drinking, into your watering can, to fill up your sink, to soak your vegetables, all of these different uses, they started telling me about what was changing in their lives. And I started to get more and more excited, and I started to tell those stories to other people. And then I got my first global interview and got out to a massive audience and sold, fulfilled hundreds of orders in weeks. It was really amazing. And that was really the launching of my business. And it went along like that for a while, selling these devices made out of PVC using vortexing and sacred geometry. And then somebody called from Holland, and they asked me all the questions that people ask right before buying. And they didn't buy. And about 2 weeks later, my consciousness just couldn't let them go. And so I tracked them down on Skype, and I asked them to tell me why they didn't buy. And they said, "We found something better." And I laughed, and I said, "There's nothing better." And they said, "Oh, yes, there is." And they showed me what became my second line of products. So the second line of products is called Jivara. That's J-I-V-A-R-A, Jivara. And these are gold-colored. Some of them are brass on the outside. Some of them are actually 24-karat gold plated inside and out. And what's nice about these is they have actual crystals inside some of them. They're made of the finest materials. There's no plastic or PVC in there. And that was really appealing to a second part of the marketplace. They also have vials inside of them. And the vials are very highly charged water. So these devices are also using movement and spin to energize water. They're also using sacred geometry. They use the angles of the Pyramid of Giza. They use the golden mean spiral. And some of them have crystals, like marble-sized crystals inside. And then others have water that's been charged with those crystals. So very natural elements and very high vibrating elements. So that was the second product line. And then the third was a company called VitaJewel. And in this case, I was traveling around, staying with some of my affiliates who are around the world. And I stopped into somebody's house, and she had these VitaJewel bottles. And what these are is imagine a 17-ounce glass water bottle. And then at the bottom, there's a base, and the base holds what's called a gem pod, and it's filled with crystals. And the crystals are inserted into the bottom of the bottle, and then you fill the bottle up and you drink from it. And I found those about a year and a half ago, and literally since I found them, I haven't put them down. Like, I just love them. And the thing that surprised me the most about them is they have different bottles and decanters, and the decanters are like big glass things that have beautiful vials of crystals hanging down in the middle of them. And the surprise was how much the VitaJewel merged beauty and water and art together. And I feel like it's had a softening and a warming effect on my water, and that it just adds something to life that just makes it so sweet. So the range of devices can be used on the go. They can be installed on your house. They can be for a shower. And you know, that's what we do at my company, is we help people to parse that out and to make sure that they get the devices that are best fitting for their lives.
Well, that's a great summary. Thank you. And I do want to pause here real quick and just go back into the science a little bit to remind people that this type of water, it is the water found in nature, but there's energy in it. And when we talk about energy, a lot of our listeners remember with the mitochondria and ATP production and Morley Robbins, talking about the copper and magnesium needed to make that ATP. And we talk about this all the time. The mitochondria is where it's at to make ATP. But a fascinating new twist, Dr. Thomas Cowan, which again, be looking for his interview in the coming weeks. But in his newest book, he talks about the mitochondria. He believes his theory is actually kind of the backup generator for ATP production inside the cell. And he proposes this theory that really makes sense to me, is that the intracellular water, the water that makes up the inside of the cell, which again is structured water, that structured water has energy in and of itself. It's actually the producing the ATP. It's giving the cell energy to do what it needs to do, the structured water inside the cell, and that the mitochondria is kind of your backup generator. So it's a really fascinating book and fascinating theory, and totally game changer as far as, I mean, if that theory is true and this, the intracellular water is really the source of our energy, that's big. So when we're talking crystals, because I know, some folks out in West Texas conservative world are going to think, wait a minute, crystals, and I don't know about that. And so I want to remind everyone, crystals, they're made up of minerals. Minerals are electrons. So this is all going back to energy. When you hold a quartz crystal in your hand, just squeeze it, it emits photons. I mean, there's energy in the rock, in the stone. This is hardcore science, and the energetics in this, not just quartz crystal, but these other stones that are made of different minerals, other crystals, there's energy in the stones, and that energy emits into the water. It's similar to putting the minerals, the sea salt. You put that in, and people can envision that more because it kind of dissolves, and you think, well, those minerals are actually in my water. But it's the energetics, the electrons in the minerals that are helping to structure that water and charge that water and give it energy. So all this is related. Water found in nature is charged and energetic and full of electrons to give us. And when you add these devices that not only cause the vortexing, but also the crystals provide the energy. So we're just trying to input energy back into the water, plain and simple. And that's what these devices are doing to varying degrees. And I think that's what Patrick's getting at is, as he started to stack more and more and more, and especially adding the crystals in, it just added another depth, another layer of energetics and structuring to that water, I believe. So I know I'm anxious to get a hold of one of those water bottles and try it out. I've already heard some testimonies from Chad Wall and his family, which we'll have Chad speak to this a little more after the break. But we are up against that break. So, Patrick, hang with us. We'll be right back from the break. Then we'll talk a little more with where your story went from there. And we'll bring Chad Wall in, too. And we're going to talk agriculture applications of this, too. So, all right. We are back. You're the Cure, and Dr. Ben Edwards, Chad Wall, Melody Wilkes, health coach. And we've got Patrick Durkin with us today, thewellnessenterprise.com. Forgot to mention your website at the top of the show, Patrick. Sorry about that. Patrick is, I'd say, an expert of the application of different devices to structure water, but his goal setting out in all this was simply to get rid of plastic, everybody's use of plastic water bottles and reliance on plastic water bottles excessively. So just to recap kind of before the break, Patrick was talking about Natural Action Technologies has these units. You can basically you can cut the water pipe, bring in the water into your home, and insert this device in line with that pipe, and the water just runs through that device going into your house. You can add devices to your faucets, to your shower heads. You can just have a handheld device. Your regular tap water coming out of your sink, you just hold this handheld device, let the water run through it, and fill up your own glass or water bottle that way. And then there's these decanters, these water and water glass water bottles that you can fill up. And there's crystals in the base of the water bottle that will give off the energy that structures the water in the water bottle. So lots of different devices there. Patrick, before we go to Chad and talk some of what he's doing here locally and what he hopes to be doing with a lot of the farmers around here and ranchers and dairymen. Can you talk some about, in the practical application, what have you seen with some of your customers or clients from a testimonial standpoint, but also do people stack these, meaning, you know, will they put one or two of the inline units in the pipe and do a faucet and do the handheld? Do you get more benefit by stacking a few of these in a row, or can you just do the whole house unit and be fine? Does the quality of your water coming in matter if it's well water versus city water that has chlorine and fluoride versus, any other water source? What are just some of the practical thoughts that people might, or questions you often run into that people might need to know about?
Sure. So the basic design is to have one device and have that be enough.
Okay.
And given the way I came into this with an environmental background, I feel really good about that. And I prefer to stick with that. Sometimes the inventor of the natural action device, when people have some issues with hard water, will recommend stacking 2, 3, 4 whole house devices. And I've always been a little bit mixed about that because I didn't feel like representing a device that is designed for a lifetime use and one is designed to be enough, that asking people to buy more was the right thing. So when those rare situations come up with hard water, pretty much, so a lot of mineral content in the water with wells, I tend to be really sympathetic about helping people get those additional units in a way that meets their needs.
Okay.
Since I've been at it now for 6-7 years, I'm getting more customers that are combining product lines, and we're seeing really nice experiences with that. And so for the people that have the budget to allow for that, I don't think it's a need per se as much as it's we're venturing forth into an area where we talk about vibration and frequency, and how does one know when one has enough of that? Well, you know, it's an interesting question. The way I answer those questions is by experimenting. So I feel really comfortable experimenting. And, you know, that's one of the reasons we offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Natural Action line and the Jabara line, so people can have it in their home and they can experience it. The bottles, we don't offer a guarantee like that because it's a personal water bottle and people understand how water bottles work. And we advertise that the water is going to feel softer or wetter, and it does, and so there really isn't a need for that. But I do think some combination of devices is good. So somebody might put in a whole house device, and yes, that does everything you need, and you can stop there, but you could also add some the VitaJoule bottles or a decanter so that you have a beautiful expression of it in your life on a daily basis. Or you might put in a whole house device of one and then put in an additional boost at your shower and have a shower device. I don't think it's vital, but I think more and more people are doing it and the benefits are positive. So, you know, the best thing is to pick on the use that you have and then based on your budget. I don't want people to ever feel constrained by
right.
buying our devices.
Right.
And in terms of the differences that people say, people share, you know, one I'm sure we're going to go into with Chad here in a minute, just pointing in that direction. I've dealt more with gardens than what we might call agriculture, and people just rave. They rave about bigger, healthier plants. They rave about produce that, you know, some people get 1.5 and 2 pound tomatoes, and they get a longer growing season with less bugs impacting their plants and greater produce.
Wow.
My first year gardening with structured water, my corn was 3 feet taller than the farm down the street, and that caught my attention. And the production from my little garden was so much that I ended up opening a little stand on the side of my driveway to allow my neighbors to partake in a little bit of what I was growing. We've had some really interesting experiences when it comes to the human body. And, you know, we don't make claims per se we just relate other people's experiences. And, you know, it makes sense to me that when we change the operating system of the very thing that we're made of, the essence of our bodies, and that which is by count 99% of our molecules, when we change that, we're going to have different results. So it stunned me the first time somebody told me that she'd had gray hair for decades, and it was turning back to her normal color. I kind of found it hard to believe. And then another customer took a 3x5 card and attached a piece of hair with Scotch tape and showed me how the end of the hair was gray and the root was the darker color that she used to have when she was younger. So when people start sending you things like that, you start to notice. And this is probably my favorite business that I've ever been in, because we get people raving like that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's why it's one of our four pillars. Everybody thinks about nutrition when you think about health, but the hydration, like you mentioned, when your body is primarily made of water molecules, 99% of the molecules in the body, and especially if Dr. Cowan's theory on the ATP production intracellularly, it's a huge, huge deal. We haven't spent enough time on it in our clinic and on this radio show, I don't think, but that's why we're doing these shows today, to get people to recognize the importance of that and the health impacts of that.
Yeah, on that, to that end, I want to encourage people, as they start to experiment with this themselves, to set a plan for starting your day off and becoming rehydrated, because if you think about it, there have been studies that have shown that a 1.5% dehydration level is enough to affect our cognitive function and our mood and our general capability to flow through our day. So all of us go to sleep at night or at some point in the 24-hour cycle, and when we wake up, the likelihood of being 1.5% dehydrated is nearly 100%. And so what I do is when I go to bed, I put a bottle of structured water next to my bed, and when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is I drink it, and then I go get another one. And I get after my hydration early in the day so that I build that energy. And, you know, that impacts my vitality and my desire to get at all the things that are most important in my life. So big encouragement for people, too, as they start to experiment with this. Yeah. Make sure you start early. And a lot of people advise adding some lemon to that water first thing in the morning, or the sea salt, like Gina talks about. It's all good. The more electrolyte content, natural electrolyte content, and structured water early in the day, I think the better off we are.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And it's probably almost across the board, our patients that come to our clinic, brain fog, mood, inability to cope with stress, fatigue. I mean, these are almost ubiquitous. It's like if you live in America and you're over 25 years old, probably, that's going to be a complaint you have. So, and it could all just be dehydration. And Gina talked about last week that just the American life dehydrates us. The indoor air conditioning and heating, the dehydrating foods the standard American will eat, and stress will dehydrate us. It's a constant battle of being dehydrated and not moving, sitting in a chair all day. Even if you're drinking some stuff, you've got to move that water around in you, inside of you. So there's a lot of reasons for us to be dehydrated. So I encourage the listeners, to start the day with water, like Patrick said.
Yeah, I was talking to a nurse the other day, and she was telling me how it used to be that at least about 20% of the population that came in to see her, the people were healthy. They just had an accident or something happened to make them come into the emergency situation. Mm-hmm. And she says now she feels like everybody's sick. We're all under siege from all of these toxins that are in our environment. And the that can come literally from the chemicals that are in our food and our air, but it can also be the EMF. Mm-hmm. And so we're all under siege. I think a path to making a difference with that is to get reacquainted and realigned with the water that we're made of and have that water be energized and have that be part of our strategy for taking those things on.
100%. Dr. Zach Bush, who I highly respect, he's a very brilliant integrative physician, told me at a conference one day when it was people were talking about detoxing and all these different things you could do to detox, and he said the very best detoxification is just water. I mean, just wash out the inside of your cell with water, but you've got to get the water inside the cell, and that's what structured water does. It's able to penetrate that cell membrane, get inside the cell. But I want to bring Chad in now. Sorry, Chad, we've been ignoring you the whole show, but
I don't feel ignored.
All right, Chad Wall's with us in studio. He's the husband of one of my physician assistants. I brought Chad in because he introduced me to structured water a number of years ago, I believe. It's the one that first told me about it. But he's been kind of experimenting on himself, on his family, and researching and kind of just spending the last 4 or 5, 6 years looking at this. Chad's a farmer by trade. But now he's got some space in his life where he's got the time to learn more and start experimenting with this water more. So, Chad, I know you're a man of many words, so we're going to try to restrain you a little bit. But I do want you to talk about your personal experience with the water, but also anything you've read. I know you're planning on implementing some farmers locally, some of these devices, maybe in pivots or drips or somehow in a bigger setting in the ag world and maybe even in the ranching world, the dairy world. So we'll get into that too. But first, speak to a little bit just in your own life, maybe, and your family, some of what you've seen with using these devices.
Sure. Well, I'll start with kind of what set me on to that, just because I think it's important to understand that being in pursuit of agriculture all my life and getting a couple of degrees from the finest ag universities this state has to offer.
Double T.
Yeah, double T and TAMU actually also. But anyway, we don't have to go into that.
Okay.
But you know, I didn't know when I began my college career why I was going to college, other than that's what everybody said you needed to do, and my dad and mom insisted that I do, and so I did that. But before I was finished with that, I realized that what I really wanted to do was I just wanted to be a good farmer. I wanted to understand how to really make things grow and do that profitably and efficiently and without squandering too many resources in the process. And so I did that for a while and, you know, had some successes and some failures and lots of experiences. And so through the process, I started experimenting with water. I had some irrigated ground as well as some dry land. And so I got into using RO water because we were, you know, you had to be good at chemistry and how you used your herbicides and all of your other pesticides. And so I thought, well, why not just use a better water so that I don't have to add all this stuff to my water and try to balance my water so that my chemistry can work. And so I started doing some experimenting, wound up with a commercial RO unit so that I could produce lots of RO water. And then I used that in my spray rigs so that I could not have to add all of the surfactants and everything else. And I pursued that with some chemical companies based on, you know, can you validate that what I'm doing, you know, because I'm always thinking that if somebody else has already done the research, there's no point in me bothering with it. Just give me the answer and I'll get on with my day. And, you know, basically what I was told in trying to pursue that is that, you know, we don't really care what kind of water you use, but if you want us to stand behind it, you'll do what the label says. I'm like, well, okay, we're not going to get anywhere like that. So I did a lot of my own experimenting and found out that, you know, we could do a lot without surfactants and we could use, you know, drastically reduced rates. And all of those things felt good because they were saving me money. But then as I grew in that, I also realized, hey, you know, this is probably better for the earth, better for, you know, the soils. And anyway, so there, you know, I've been sent down a lot of courses to learn, you know, what was down that road. And so as I began pursuing, you know, health and wellness with Jolena in regard to what our family needs and what kind of system do we need, I had all intentions of putting an RO unit on the house for whole house RO. And, you know, let's just get the most pure form of water we can get. But as I began studying that, I realized that, you know what, pure water is not really what our body needs. I mean, I'm not arguing whether or not I mean, RO or distilled is pure water, but pure water is not really what a body, a living form, plant, animal, person, whatever, it's not really what they need, because it actually has the tendency to pull minerals from you to bring back what the water needs instead of actually, you know, quenching or providing that hydration that you need. So I spent a lot of time, I like what Patrick said, when he was introduced to it, he put it on the sidelines for 6 months, because I did too. And then it may be even longer than 6 months. Of course, I had lots of other things to worry about, as he did. But I couldn't get my mind around part of it. Part of it made sense. And so I started remembering all of the things that I had witnessed previously, and how everybody who's involved, you don't even have to be involved really in agriculture to understand that rainwater is completely different than irrigation water. You can get a half an inch of rain and it'll do more than 2 inches of irrigation water. Mm-hmm. Just in everything about it. Even to the extent that I never really attributed any value to, is that it just makes you feel better. I mean, you know, a quarter inch of rain, you know, even though a farmer might say, well, you know, only got a quarter inch, but how good does that quarter inch feel? You know, I mean, it feels like, you know, like there's hope and there's energy and there's, mm-hmm. you know, there's all of these things that the plants respond to that they don't, no matter how much water you pump. Well, mm-hmm. you know, certainly I witnessed through my career that, you know, where I used to have a really strong irrigation, it's not so strong anymore. You know, mm-hmm. it in fact, in some places, west of this area, you know, we went from having water to, I mean, really strong water to having half that much water to not having any water at all, which we never would have dreamed that, you know, that you could have a 600 gallon a minute well that you could turn it on and it'd run for a few minutes and then you could just hear water dripping in the bottom of the hole and nothing coming out the pipe. I mean, it was nuts what we were experiencing. So all of this fits well into, you know, it's good. It's good for us. It's good for our resources. And it's producing results that are remarkable. And so I settled on, after lots of review and study, I settled on, you know what? I think natural action is the best way to accomplish what I really want to accomplish in my home and with my family. And so I brought in a portable device and started playing with that, and instantly you could taste and feel the difference in the water. So we didn't play with that very long before we had a whole house device. I put that at the well, started, you know, that was going to livestock pens, and we were watering the yards and everything else with it, and our animals started acting differently. We had a horse that we call was one that stayed diluted all the time, because if you stalled him up, and I, you know, part of it was, I think, some health issues, and part of it was just his habit because of what he had been doing, that you could put him in front of a water tub and he would drink, run that right through him and make a mud puddle between his legs, and he would do that all day long, you know. And the best science, you know, from the veterinarians is, well, he's just one of those that he'll just stay diluted. So the solution is restrict his water. Give him, you know, 5 gallons a day if you're not using him hard. If he's just stood up in the stall, give him 5 gallons a day, or he'll just, you know, he'll pull all of his electrolytes out and he'll dilute himself. Mm-hmm. And that just didn't settle with me. You know, I mean, if he's drinking, why is he drinking? He needs something, you know. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's all boredom. Right. And so anyway, whole house device at the well, and that horse completely changed 180 degrees. In the way that he was drinking water. Now he can stand in a stall, and he still drinks a little more than some of the other horses that I'm going to say is probably habitual if he's just standing there, but he completely changed in regard to how much water he was drinking. Wow. The other horses that were stalled beside him started drinking more water. And, you know, and I'm, you know, so I'm looking at that and going, nobody told them we were structuring the water. Yeah. You know, they, all we're doing is witnessing what has changed that because of doing this.
That's a real blind, double blind study right there.
So, you know, we expanded from there into, you know, unfortunately, I have not done, because of some other commitments I had, I've not been able to do all of the real research that I want to in regard to, you know, actually looking at production and how it changes. I've looked at a lot of other people's studies. You know, there are some great Great studies that have been done with strawberries and some other produce where the Brix readings have changed tremendously. The production has changed. The length of season has changed. You know, some of these fields that I've seen some studies on where they have stopped fertilizing. You know, a lot of that high-value produce, like strawberries, is grown in a manner that they capitalize on what the market is at that point in time. And so they may keep a plant in a maintenance mode for, you know, 7 to 9 months out of the year, and then in that small window they try to maximize what they can do in that window because that's where they're trying to hit their prime market. And most of that market is based on what that fruit looks like and what that fruit tastes like, because you can add, you know, I mean, if you want to go to the jam market, you know, you can add as much sugar as you want, and as long as it's red, you can call it strawberry jam and everybody's okay with that. But in the fresh food market, that's not the case. If you go pick up some strawberries and they're not any good, or they don't even last in the refrigerator long enough for you to eat them before they turn to mush, then you're not going to buy many more of those. And so, anyway, I've seen some studies regarding those types of production models where they treated the water, they structured the water, and they, you know, they saw tremendous results. Brix readings changed.
Which, you know, explain Brix.
Brix readings is generally spoken to in regard to it being a measure of the health of the plant or the nutrient density of the plant. It's actually a sugar content. People in this area have become in the last several years well versed in that due to the wine grape industry, because you know, wine grapes are very critical timing wise as in regard to when they're harvested based on what the Brix readings are. So it's an indication of the sugar content, but as we continue to study this and learn more about it, what we understand is that you know, having the minerals available in the soil or in the irrigation system or whatever doesn't necessarily mean that we're getting those minerals into the plant. And so particularly where we're using irrigation water, if the water is not being delivered in a form that the plant can utilize it, then a lot of the other things that we're trying to do are not really being utilized either. Right. And this is something else that most people can attest to in regard to, you know what, we can't grow the same yields, whether it's cotton or it's corn or peanuts or whatever. We're not able to grow the same thing that we have previously been able to grow, even though we're doing the same thing that we used to be doing. It's a depleting model where, gosh, I'm having to add more and I'm getting less. And yeah. I think a lot of that is due to just the form of that and all of the things that are going on. And so everybody knows that when it rains, it makes a big difference. And so I think that rainwater, you know, actually the energy and the other properties of that water being structured make the soil so that it can function the way that it's supposed to, so that the nutrients that are there can actually mineralize the plant, and it changes what the plant can do with that. Mm-hmm. And so Brix readings are a very good indication of that. And so those are the things that we're getting started with now, and that I'm working with some guys on here locally to get some real models put together where we're going to take plate counts in the soil and see what our microbial life in the soil is doing based on when we start structuring the water and what our, you know, what our baseline is and how much it changes, and then, you know, be able to take those Brix readings of the growing plant material to evaluate it the same way. So
cool.
Anyway, we're really excited to learn a lot more as we continue walking down this.
Well, that sounds like a lot of potential applications. I'm just thinking about all the dairymen, you know, in New Mexico and Texas, but a lot of dairies I know in eastern New Mexico, and a lot of horsemen. I mean, a lot of cowboys and rodeo folk and barrel racers and all that. Of course, the racetrack in Rio Doce, I think there's a lot of application in the animal market for sure, but obviously the farmers. I mean, if you can use less water, which I think is what some of these studies showed.
Yes, 30 to 50%.
30 to 50% less water, better yields, longer growing season, and just a more quality end product. I mean, that's by probably pretty small inputs. I mean, if we're talking putting a few devices on a pivot from a cost standpoint, especially relative to cost of fertilizers and pesticides and all the chemical cost and diesel cost. I mean, this is going to be a minuscule cost.
Yeah, they're very inexpensive devices.
That's exciting. Well, we're going to have you back, especially after you've run some more of these experiments. If someone did want to get in touch with you because you kind of do some consulting work, or maybe if someone just has some ideas, or maybe they've even, I know there's a guy down in Knox City, you said, it's already been doing some structuring stuff on his, there might be others out there. What's a good way for people to get in touch with you?
I'll just go ahead and give you my phone number, give everyone my phone number. It's 806-592-1143. And I might briefly explain also the Wellness Enterprise, which is what has developed my relationship with Patrick. His website is very informative. Patrick does a great job with some videos of explaining things and explaining different devices and what they do. And so Patrick and I are really excited to be working together to open up these other, you know, these other venues of how these devices can do the things that I'm passionate about, which is, you know, basically increasing the efficiency of our use of our resources. I know Patrick had a passion for, you know, ridding us of water bottles, and my passion has turned into how do we continue to feed ourselves in a manner that is healthy and beneficial for us while we reduce, you know, our consumption of fossil fuels and water, particularly because of, you know, we know that we have limited resources, and so we've got to utilize it the best that we can.
Right. Well, that's really exciting. Thank you for being here today. Patrick, thank you. Also, any closing comments or thoughts? We probably have a couple minutes before we got to wrap it up.
Well, I love what you guys are sharing here, and you know, what I've seen is that people consistently say they have 30% less water use when taking care of their crops with structured water, and that they have between 10 and 25% more biomass. And, you know, reading those type of studies is one thing, but what I love about what Chad's doing is getting on the ground and getting onto some farms right where you are and finding out. And then when you have the local numbers on what people are really doing with their crops, now it's so much easier to implement. And, you know, the idea of having a pivot out there spreading structured water on such a big area, the idea of one after the other doing that, I think that's a path for how we change the world. And, you know, the thing about water, since I've started my journey with it, is that it's infinitely deep and there's room for lots of collaboration. So sure, a passion for plastic bottles got me going, and now Chad's passion is for agriculture and how we feed ourselves and taking care of our resources. And of course, you're there with individual health. So we put all that together, it's all still part of the same big water conversation, and I love to have the opportunity to collaborate with people who have passions like yours. Yeah.
Well, couldn't have said it better myself. I'm in agreement. That's awesome. Well, and we're going to have some of these water bottles at our clinic for our members who are listening. If you want to come by and try one out, I'm anxious to get my own, and I'm sure all our staff is going to get one, so we may run out. But of course, the website again, thewellnessenterprise.com. You ag guys out there, get in touch with Chad Wall if you're interested in learning more from him or maybe getting in on some of these experiments. So, all right, Chad, Patrick, thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, listeners, for joining us.